And from there, yeah, they work out with, you know, their brother. And I would get one or two kids off their team.
Oh, shit.
Just do a 10-minute workout, 20-minute workout. And then from there, it kind of grew. And then by the time they were in high school, I was training Cody. I was training half of Sierra Canyon. I was just putting them through workouts and whatnot. And
they put you on the staff, or you were just training them?
No,
up?
Didn't put me on. Didn't actually put me on the staff. But I had
knew
all the,
who you were.
I had all the perks of a staff member.
Fired.
So I got the gym. I got gear. I got all this stuff. I just wasn't getting paid. Mm. You know. But that's how I started. That's how the relationships built between me and some of those people's parents.
But that allowed you to network.
So a lot of people,
it wasn't like economical, but at the same time, it allowed you to network in order to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So networking was what I was doing early. So I was now on the plains with my brother going to Dallas, going to New York, going to New Jersey, going to Ohio, I'm seeing America through basketball.
That's fire.
They're paying for this stuff. I got my own hotel room.
What? They're paying for you and your brother.
Paying for me and my brother. He's that good where they paying for his brother to go as well.
It's a chaperone.
Because he's scared of the damn flight. Right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they know that if my brother's not having a good game, if he look over and I'm like, let's fucking go.
Ooh.
It snaps and it's on.
Really?
Yeah, they know that. So they
That's
bringing me along
fire,
to
bro.
Make sure, like, yo. You know,
train me to train my son. Huh?
Yeah,
how do I get my son this good, bro? I got two, Enzo and Kobe.
But
man.
It was in his DNA though. Like it, DeVril's different, man. I ain't gonna lie, he's different. But you know,
I mean, it come from you, bro. Like you know, it's a reference point.
And we come from a tough place that made you different, or
right.
made you fold. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It made you different or made you fold. So, you know, starting with A-John and then leading up into NBA, WNBA players and all that, same thing. The people that I got coming back are just, I rock with them as human beings. I've only dealt with a few people that were just only clients, like we're only going to work on this stuff. Most people come back because we have a connection. It's like a family. You know, once we train, once we get in them trenches, you gauge family now. And that's how we rock.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but I think that also has to do with the fact that, like, you had to become an adult and also become a parent real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That you have that aura about you where you're like, you want to take care of things real quick.
Yeah.
You know, and that you give, that people feel that from you.
Yeah.
That you actually care and you're passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I get from people. When people tell me they appreciate me, it's always weird. We got to get used to, you know, accepting our flowers.
They love,
you
yep.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to get used to that as a culture. But when people do say that, that's what they, you know, echo. It's like, yo, I feel safe over here, or I feel, you know, like you believe in me or whatever. I get some of the best messages ever to kind of make me continue doing what I'm doing.
Kind of going off that topic, how'd you get to, like, now I see you training the beauty basketball chicks? Like,
mm-hmm.
how does that... Like, how important is the female aspect of basketball? And then you had a daughter. You have a daughter, right?
I have a daughter now, yeah.
So it's like, how is it? Is it training a female from a male, man? You know what I'm saying? Is it different or is it the same?
Well,
do they have the dog in them too?
Absolutely.
That's something that I've told my brother. Like, you got to have the dog in you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Not everybody got that dog
in them.
Not
everybody
got
it.
So it's like, do females have that dog in them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's they got that BAT.
He said it, I did not.
He set you up on that one.
That's crazy,
but,
bro.
No, they like, I love female athletes because too often we look at female for their appearance or for what they bring to the table, just being the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get on that field or that court or whatever, and you see the competitiveness come out, it's all the same.
Sheesh.
It's all, it feels like the dudes, it feels like the backyard, it feels like the hood, it feels like that YMCA, it feels like all of that stuff when you're dealing with the women as well. So I start training a few of those girls as well. That started, honestly, with another Sierra Canyon alumni, Cheyenne Wallace, my little sis. So
they had a female basketball team there too.
Yeah, their female team is better than
yeah. That's where Michelle. Remember the
she went to coach there.
Yeah, Jesse's sister.
Oh
She's the coach there at Sierra Canyon. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they
also, you probably know Michelle now.
Maybe
the female coach that they have. I think
she was a coach in Van Nuys, mm-hmm. and she got that Van Nuys female team to win a championship. That's how she got job to Sierra Canyon.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I probably know.
And we grew up, Maury and I grew up around her, so mm-hmm. that's how we know her.
No, yeah, Sierra Canyon girls are serious.
Yeah,
they got more state championships than the men.
Oh shit!
Yeah, they don't mm-hmm. mess around. But back then, in the Verl's era. Cheyenne Wallace was there as well. And Cheyenne, you know, we cool with her family and whatnot. Her dad is like a mentor of mine's. And, you know, she ended up going to LMU. And she wanted to start working out. She wanted to start training, you know, with DeVerl and whatnot. So she got to a point where, you know, she was able to get the LMU gym late night. And we would start going up to LMU late night. And that's the first time I was
LMU
training.
LMU is Loyola.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the first time we started getting a college court to work out at.
Oh.
So DeVerl, Cheyenne, a couple other people, in there, you know, a couple people we in there working out late night, just getting it in. And then that turned into a thing. That turned into a staple to where...
We're training.
Some people are there for practice. And they'll go to another court while I'm taking their actual court and they go to the little side court because I'm training Cheyenne or somebody else. And this, you know, this is for the student athletes.
Right.
So it got to a point where, like, we got some real favor up there.
Oh.
And, you know, they start giving us a lot of leeway. And after that, two of her teammates want to work out. After that, she transfers to USC. I get about four of the USC girls.
That's dope. And the staff knows you, so they...
The staff and everybody. And now it's just a respect thing to where, you know, I'm always respectful when I see the coaching staff or when I see the returning players or whatnot. I introduce myself. I don't go in there like I run the place, so they feel safe around me. They don't feel like, you know, just another man trying to take over their spot type of thing.
Right,
they feel safe. And when they get into my workouts, they don't leave. I don't got many people that... Oh, I'm not messing with him no more. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have anything as far as, like, as a trainer that you're like, this is my niche as a trainer, or you're overall everything as a trainer
basketball? I'm good at doing whatever the player needs. But the reason people come back is the environment.
Mm.
The environment we set. Like, it's real in there.
So it's a team you have. It's not just you. Because I keep hearing we. So it's like, who else do you have kind of helping you out with this?
It's a whole thing. My boy to the right of me, he's, you know, instrumental in a lot of this stuff. The merch I'm wearing right now is Gage merch. You know, it's our own stuff. He's a designer. But before he was a designer in music, producing and stuff like that. Before that, played college basketball. Before that, from the hood that I'm from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just...
You just keep family, keep the same people you came up with.
The we is all of us. The mm-hmm. DeVerls, the him, the... You know, the Zoe, my boy Zoe, just the we is everybody that has something to do with it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to training, I don't take much, I don't got many other people training with me, but I got a lot of people helping me. So if it's somebody filming, if it's somebody playing defense.
Rebounding
or whatever.
That's huge, right? Like, you always need somebody to go out to rebound. Right?
Absolutely. So, and it makes it go smoother.
The passer, like, and shit.
Yeah. Like, so when I'm training an NBA player, I make sure I got two rebounders and somebody that can guard the NBA player. Mm. Because the NBA or the WNBA player needs a lot more attention to detail.
Right.
They need, like, to feel like they're in the game so that they can get better.
Right.
A college player or a high school player may not need all of that right
repetition,
then and there.
Repetition.
They need
important.
Reps. They need, like, you're not great at this. Let's work on this.
Mm.
But the environment is always set. If it's a serious day, like one time I trained Marvin Bagley and Luke Walton, his head coach.
Oh, shit. He was on Sierra Canyon.
Yeah, absolutely.
The year after.
Yeah. So he came when DeVerl was a senior.
Right.
And they didn't let him play. They made him sit on the bench because he transferred in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, that was that, but I remember that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So that sucked because we needed him.
You fucking would have killed
that was
that
against
year.
The Lonzo Ball team. Mm. If we would
that's
had,
probably why they didn't want to let it happen.
politics. All that at me.
And then back then, it was like, you need to let a little
He's
time.
A conspiracy theorist, so he's already...
me and thinking the same. But
that, like that shot, like the LeBron James call. They should have, like, Tatum hit him. And come you know on, Tatum. Did you text him like, yo, bro?
I actually did.
Oh, shit. Yo, you know you fouled LeBron, bro.
I laughed. I was like, bro. He was like, he just laughed. That's it. It wasn't nothing to be said. We all know what happened.
That shit, man.
Like, we all know what happened. He said it was a blur on Twitter the next day. I don't know what happened, man. It was a blur.
Shit happened so fast.
Yeah, I don't even remember. But, you know, he know what he did. But that's not his fault. That's the ref fault.
Yeah, facts.
He's not supposed to foul LeBron.
Who's your favorite basketball player?
Ever?
All time.
Kobe Bean Bryant. Well,
who's
man.
Your brother's favorite basketball
player? Kobe Bean Bryant, okay, man. Okay. But Mike
passed
is,
the vibe check.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Kobe Bean. Kobe Bean.
I had to ask it on a podcast just so everybody knew.
No, I will never, ever fold on my guy. But, you know, I am a huge, huge Michael Jordan fan. You know, and that was Kobe's favorite player.
For real.
So to pay homage, I'm always Team Jordan. When I name my goats, it's always Mike out of respect. But my favorite is Kobe. You know,
likewise,
what I'm
likewise.
Yeah. Nah, Bean was the one, man. You know.
Did your brother ever, like, have the opportunity of meeting Kobe?
Yeah.
Did you meet him through that?
I didn't. I've been this close to Kobe about 10 times.
Bruh.
I've been this close to Kobe.
Damn.
10 times. But
just kept the play.
I kept it solid. I wasn't gonna fan out. But you know, he Kobe, man. Like I'm not starstruck by many, but that's Kobe. Like that was Afro number 8, for space real. Boot, Adidas on, like wristband, like that's once leg sock. You can look at my old YMCA, like that's Bean. And as much as I wanted to meet him, I just didn't. Hey, Kobe, what's up, man?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want that experience. Yeah. Hey, get the fuck up off me. Right. Like,
we can be like, man, Kobe a dick. Because a lot of people got that. And
oh,
it's like,
man.
You know, it's just the time and the place, I feel like. You know,
I would have been a LeBron fan if he did that too.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Kobe, man. Kobe. But,
I feel that.
But nah, man. So I, you know, my brother was able to meet Kobe after they won a state championship, man. And that was special to me. That was so special to me, man. So, you know, they became a Nike team. They became a top 10 team in the country, and Nike was sponsoring them, and they won a championship. And Kobe came out with Nike, and he talked to my brother and one of the girl players and the head coach, and he told my brother some shit that. Man, I'm so grateful for. And, you know, we asked him, well, I didn't, but his coach asked him, you know, 6-foot guy, state championship, you know, you can go to college and all that, but he gets to the NBA, how does he stay? And Kobe looked at my brother and told him, you got to be great at one thing. You got to be great at one thing. He said, you can be good at all other stuff, tighten up everything else, but you got to be great at something. And whatever that something is,
is what stamps.
Be great at it though. Like, don't be good at it. Be great at it. So that was something that stuck with my brother, stuck with me, and I always remind him of that. I think I posted that Kobe and DeVille pic 100 times on my Instagram, man. Like it's special to me. But
that's fire, bro.
Yeah, that year they won that state championship. I didn't think there was a team messing with them in the country. I didn't think there was nobody in California messing with them.
What, like 2015, 16?
Mm-hmm. And then you get the Lonzo Balls and all them guys, and they come through killing. Funny story about the Ball family, though. So it's a league called the Real Run in L.A. Y'all heard of Drew League?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Drew League. So it's a college Drew League. It's a Drew League for college players. It's been around for years, but it hasn't been popping the last few years, so that's probably why y'all haven't heard of it.
Gotcha.
But before, around that time, it was coming back. And the Real Run... In the Real Run, you can add two high school players on your team. And, you know, the rest was college. So my mentor, Cheyenne, the girl that I was training, her dad sponsored a team, and I coached it with my boy. And, you know, I got my brother on the team. I got, you know, some college guys, all my guys on the team, and we're doing well. But at this particular week, we're playing against Lonzo Ball and Jello and they're college guys on their team, right? Melo is in eighth grade. Melo can't play on their team because they have two high school guys.
Right.
My brother's not there. His dad asked me, yo, can little Melo get down with you? I got LaMelo Ball on my team.
As an eighth grader, not even a high school.
As an eighth grader.
Whoa.
He's puny. He's little. He's a little dude. Bones. He's like, that's little Melo. Like, that's little blonde hair Melo.
Right.
So, you know, Lonzo and all of them, you know how they play. Super fast paced. They getting the ball. They kicking it. Outlets.
Yep.
Three balls. All that. So, we playing them. My college guys are having a hard time with these high school dudes. These little high school dudes.
The pace is too quick.
The pace is like, whoa. Like, so my college guys are having a hard time with them. So we down like 20. And Melo do Melo, like, I inbound the ball to Melo. We running through Melo now. Melo pull up from like 30 feet. And he got that push shot at the time where it's like right over his head and he push it. Mm-hmm. Splash, all net. We like, I call a timeout, like, come in. Hey, y'all play, the college guys, y'all play defense on their ass, and you get the ball out of them mother, you know, and I'm cussing, but I'm forgetting it. This is they brother, so I can't, like, trash them, because it's like, they're my brothers, bro. Like, you ain't finna, usually I'd be like, man, fuck them, they weak. Like, go over there, and but I can't do that, because, you know, it's gonna get back to them.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, like, all they want to do is rebound the pass. You know, I think I had my boy Corey Allen. I don't even remember my team. I had my boy Corey Allen on the team for sure. So I had him guard Melo. I mean, Alonzo. Like, yo, bro, turn him. Make him pass the ball. Let's get these steals. Get like two steals in a row. Melo shoot from the same spot. Splash, splash.
He's busting his own brother's ass.
He is busting his brother's asses.
And LeVar's like, hell yeah.
And LeVar is losing it.
What?
On the sideline.
Because he's coaching his...
No, he's not coaching. Oh, he's just watching. But he's losing it like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Like, shit. My son is busting his big brother's asses.
Right.
Melo had like 25 in the fourth quarter.
What?
Swear to God. He was an eighth grader. And I was like, this kid, you talk about that dog.
Can you tell he's that special at that age?
Absolutely. That was the day.
Damn,
that was the day.
Bro.
I was like, he's the one.
Like, better than all of them.
Lonzo... I seen Lonzo play against some NBA players, Malik Monk, Theo Pinson, all these guys that's currently in the NBA when they were sophomores and whatnot. And Lonzo was destroying these guys.
Can they ever do it against De'Aaron Fox, though, huh?
He did, though. He got De'Aaron Fox ass back.
Hey, UCLA. Oh, back then?
Yeah, UCLA, yeah. De'Aaron Fox got them good, but Lonzo went through something personal the day before.
Oh,
his mom got sick.
Oh, that's when she got sick. I got you.
People don't talk about that.
But he was supposed to play that game after that.
None of his family was there.
He was on.
None of his family was there. They were all with moms and all that. And that's their personal. I'm not breaking news. That was actually out.
Right. Yeah, it was.
But, you know, that was.
That's crucial. That's mom. That's mom.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. Even though De'Aaron is a hell of a player, he didn't get the best Lonzo that game.
Facts.
So Lonzo had another time when they played, and Lonzo killed. They played twice that year for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give Lonzo that. But
they played in the championship though. I mean, not the championship, but in the
March
tournament.
Yeah, March. Yeah. And that's when Lonzo unfortunately didn't have a great game.
Right.
But in the season, I think they actually played as well. But But yeah, like, no, I knew then, like, LaMelo was the one. Like, I've never seen an eighth grader.
And he the tallest one, too, right?
Yeah, I've never seen an eighth grader who did not have the physical ability take over a game like that.
Wow.
Like, I've seen eighth graders like Cody Riley who was, he was 6'6 already.
Built.
He was built.
He's like a man already.
He was a man. My brother, athletic. Was dunking. He bouncy. Was electrifying in the eighth grade. Like, he was crazy.
He was gliding in the air. I seen shit where he looked like Clyde Drexler. Like,
literally.
His legs is like this, and he just
literally
like
in the eighth
shit
grade.
Is wild, bro.
Dunking stuff in the eighth grade. And he's at that time like 5'9 or whatever.
And I'm 5'5, so I'm seeing him walk into the barbershop and they're telling me he's that good. And then like they pull up the YouTube. I'm like,
the YouTube is what got everybody. Because people was like, I would take my little brother to like the 24-hour fitness in the hood, and they don't know his age. So they trying to keep up with him. They following him and whatnot. I'm not telling them the age and all that. They're like, yeah, he kind of good. What college you go to?
Oh, shit.
Like, no, nah, he's
16,
he,
bro.
Nah, he in ninth grade. Oh, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Ninth grade. Damn. Yeah, it's my little brother. Like,
the disbelief at
yeah,
that moment.
Yeah, yeah, no. And I'm going to let you punk him this much. Anything extra.
Yeah, you're getting in.
Yeah, it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let y'all talk a little shit, my little brother. And my little brother will pass it to me. No, nigga, you go.
Right.
handle your business.
Exactly. Go to the paint.
You handle your business.
Break him off real quick.
Yeah, handle your business, man. But he gained his respect like that. But LaMelo, I've never seen a guy who didn't have the physical abilities at that age dominate like that.
The only guy that I thought, I mean, I ain't never think he was gonna be that good. That one short kid from Florida, what's his name? Newman? The Newman
kid. Julian Newman, yeah.
I was like, I always thought like LeVar and his dad had something similar, but I was like, you're not gonna, you don't have the physical attributes to take it to that level.
You know what's funny is, I think the internet kind of did the reverse effect on them. It kind of ruined it a little bit. It did.
Now you see his sister. I'm over here like, what are you doing, girl?
You know, it did something different to them. Facts. You know what I'm saying? And
it's a gift and a curse.
Not to discredit the work they put in, because that kid was actually talented.
Right. For his size.
His ability, his handle and all that, it's not easy.
Nah.
But he knew he was on camera, and he played like he was on camera. So a lot of it wasn't good basketball.
Facts.
A lot of it was just
ISO. I remember when they played with him and LaMelo had played like at a little.
Yeah.
Right before LaMelo went pro.
Yeah.
And LaMelo was low key laughing.
He was like, bro, that's not. What am I doing? Like, we hyping
when he blocked him one time, I was like, yo.
LaMelo was playing with a kid. He looked like, it's a kid. Like, I got NBA brothers. Like, exactly. That's a kid.
That shit's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man. But that's how, you know, that's how the internet can go, man. But yeah, man, much respect to that ball family, man. They did their thing. But you asked that question a while ago, how do you get into, you know, people asking you. So Jello asked me through Cody, because they went to UCLA together.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So Jello, it ended up coming back full circle. Once Jello went to UCLA, before they actually start playing, Cody and him got cool. They got tight.
Oh, shit.
They've been battling forever in high school. You know, they beat us in the CIF championship and all that stuff.
So it's just like, now we're in the same team.
We're in the same team now. You know what I'm saying?
Can't beat them, join them type shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's go on and let's do this. So he asked, you know, can I get in the gym with y'all so I can work on my handles? And, you know, Cody told me. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Tell him to come to LMU. This motherfucker pull up at LMU with a Ferrari, boy.
Got all the attention on him.
You think that affected his come up? The fact that he had that in college where he should have been like...
Nah, because for people that had that type of stuff and their dad gave them that stuff so people couldn't persuade them no way.
Oh.
The dad made sure that they had what they wanted so that these shoe deals and all that don't excite you. All this other shit that people are going to promise you don't excite you.
Right, right. Because that could corrupt your mind and all that
You
shit
got your
too.
Own money. You selling your own shoes. You got this. That's why I respect LeVar
that's
the way he
fire.
Do.
I never thought about it like that,
man,
too, though,
I'm
bro.
Not, I'm not about to, you know what I'm saying? You can get it. Look, this is, you're about, your brother.
Ownership, basically.
Your brother's in the NBA. Y'all got money already. Y'all own y'all sneaker. Y'all got y'all own brand. This brand is making this much money. You remember at the height of Big Baller Brand.
Crazy, man.
Crazy. These people
all
were getting
paid.
All they
said was Baller Brand on
it. That's
it.
And it was like Supreme.
Like $90 a shirt.
It was like Supreme,
was
bro. People
shit.
Needed it on. So going from that, he had his own. So when he pulled up, you know, he's a humble kid. They not cocky. Nah. Like them Ball family dudes not cocky. You know, my bad. You know, we get in the gym. We doing our thing. And you know, we develop a bond, man. That's little bro. That's little bro now for life.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? That's little bro.
He's Gage family, then.
Yeah. So Jello is through training. Melo, I coached him, and Lonzo, just him and my brothers, constant, you know, battling. Oh. And now they got a respect for each other. Where even in interviews, they've hyped each other up. Like, yeah, man. Nah, he, you know what I'm saying?
That's fire.
Yeah, yeah. So. In the midst of them blowing up like that, you know, we happen to be casuals at war.
Right.
You know, we happen to catch a stray because, you know, we were just in their way. They was laser focused that year.
One of the last things I want to ask you is, where do you see the state of basketball right now? As far as, like, AAU. I've heard somebody say that. I don't know if you caught Isaiah Thomas say in an interview how the NBA is just AAU, glorified AAU league now. That, you know, do you agree with him, or do you feel like the basketball is in a good state, or it's declining, or what do you think?
I'll say, skill wise, we've never been this skilled.
Oh, the sky's the limit.
We've never been this skilled. Like, everybody has a jumper. Everybody can dribble. Everybody
except
can
for pass. Ben Simmons. Damn,
Ben can play, bro. That's crazy. I don't know what's going on with Ben.
It's a mental thing.
It has to be, or it's just physical. He just had back surgery and all that. Maybe he's not admitting how hurt he is or whatever. It may be mental.
I know he could play. I seen him play at LSU. That shit is crazy.
In the NBA. You remember in the NBA, he was killing. He was a two-time, three-time All-Star. All this. Rookie of the year.
Damn, like, that's crazy. With the Sixers' first few years, he was killing.
Like, he was killing. But we forget that. But Ben is a ball player. I don't know what's happening, but he's a ball player. But to answer the question, I can see why he feels like it's AAU. Because it's everybody's pampered. Not everybody cares about winning, and that's very AAU. Very AAU.
They don't care about winning the AAU as much?
No. No. Hell no. No, they care about the endorsements. They care about the shoes. They care about points. They care about what coaches is watching them and all that. Because if they cared about winning, you'll see better basketball. You'll see system. You'll see people passing, playing defense.
Not one-on-ones as much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But everybody that plays AAU want 40 points. And like Bradley Beal was screaming that in that one clip.
Oh shit!
Who do you know that averaged 20 in college? Like, right. Name them. Name the guy.
The highest is 18, if that.
Name the guy. Yeah. Who averaged 25? Name him. Doesn't happen. Like the best guy.
What's the game? What's that white boy's name that had like a crazy? That's the only guy that I think averaged like over 30. It was Jimmy something.
Yeah, or? Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah,
but he didn't average over 30. It was like 20, 20 something. For sure. But he would have 40-point games and all that. That
was crazy.
But yeah, no, that's
crazy very how rare. That didn't translate to the NBA.
Hello, hey, there you go. You know what I'm saying? The NBA, you gotta. What do you do really well? I seen Jimmer. Funny enough, at the USA camp. The USA camp, I seen Jimmer because he was on Sacramento Kings, and Sacramento Kings training camp was in their other gym. So some of the USA guys were able to watch their practice, and I seen Jimmer Fredette working out and practicing there.
On his rookie season.
When he was rookie. Yeah, when he was a rookie. Yep. And beautiful jump shot, great size, all that, but it has to translate. It has to go into the game. The shot was slow. You know, he jumped super high on his jump shot.
So it's blockable.
Playing against a 6'8 guy.
Right.
You know, you're 6'2. You better let that fucking basketball go.
So he had to speed up his mechanics.
Yeah. But, you know, you've been shooting like that this long and it's gotten you that far. Maybe you can't change your mechanics.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that's taken away from the essence of your jump shot.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So some stuff translates and some stuff don't. And now, if you can't get your shot off and you can't play defense, can you play in the NBA?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA is the cream of the crop.
That's so, with that being said, where do you see Russell? Is he going to last in this NBA?
Right. Absolutely.
He going to still be... Because he still can pass real good, rebound
what
real
people
good.
Don't understand about Russ Westbrook... You talking about Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, he's coming in the Clippers.
Now he's coming with the Clippers, you know?
What people don't understand about Russell Westbrook is Russell Westbrook is one of the hardest working people in the
That's
league.
A fact.
He's one of the
passion,
hardest.
Passion's always going to be there with it.
Russell Westbrook is one of the first people in the gym, one of the last to leave. Mm. People ask, why can't he shoot? Russell has never been a natural basketball player.
It's athleticism.
No, it's not just athleticism. It's will.
Oh.
He has heart.
He does have heart.
He's from L.A.
I seen him. I saw his UCLA career with Kevin Love. He definitely had heart.
Yeah. It's not really. He wasn't one of the guys that can shoot real good as a little kid. None of that. But he had heart, you know what I'm saying? And that heart made him a beast.
That dog,
he was able to use what he had. And the way Curry uses his jump shot, he uses his will and his power and athleticism to get by you. Curry's superpower is his jump shot. Russ's superpower is my will. I'm going to blow by you, and you're still not going to stop me. You know I'm going left and going to shoot the bank shot. You're still not going to stop me. Like, Russ has that. When you play with somebody like LeBron, You playing with a guy.
Is he a talent killer, like they say sometimes?
No, he's not a talent killer, but you gotta have the right skills.
Or organization killer, they call him too.
You gotta have the right skills for Bron. You gotta have the right skills for Bron. So if you are a guard that can't shoot as well, just imagine getting a ball with 4 seconds left and you not a natural shooter.
Facts.
Yeah.
Your game is sped up like crazy, right? Like you get the ball 4, 3, two. Like what I'm not. Do?
Why would LeBron want to get him then?
Because he seen the dog mentality. He was like, I need a dog. I need a dog. But you need shooters, Bron. Right. Like, it just is what it
That's
is.
That's your MO, man.
That's your MO. Yeah. You're going to hold the ball forever. So since that's the case.
How the fuck this guy gets a 38,900 or something?
Yeah, man. He crazy, man. He crazy. Bron is.
Tip my hat to that.
Do you think that with the new squad, they're going to do better?
I think they fit Bron better. I would hope they do better because I'm a Laker fan. Mm-hmm. But
a Laker fan, is it an NBA championship run with this team that they, or is it just a playoff push?
We asking a lot right now. We in the 13th.
I agree with you, but the West is awesome. That's what I'm saying. Because
you think
they
make the playoffs at least
a playoff push or something? Because like,
okay, we can. There we go. We can talk. Yeah, I think we make the playoffs.
I'm just saying, just because you know we got some listeners that are delusional Laker fans out there, and you know, I, as a Laker fan that grew up in the Kobe Shaq era, and then the Kobe Gasol era, and then the Kobe era after Clarkson and all that, like I'm realistic. I like to consider myself a realistic Laker fan. But, bro, I have these conversations at the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
These people.
They be thinking we finna win the championship.
Bro, I'm like, bro, we just got D-Lo back. He's good. He's better. He's a better fit, but we not.
I don't know what kind of drugs they got out here. But to win a championship in a league that has Kevin Durant and Booker on the same team.
They got to stay
CP3.
And we just got D'Angelo Russell. Like, it's not like we been had him.
Right.
Like,
yeah. He gotta,
we just got him. It's like the second game, third
plus
game.
Their center, Deontay. Yeah. Andre, what's his name? The Sun Center?
Aiden.
Bro. I mean, yeah. They're starting. The thing they don't have is a solid bench, but they got a really solid starting five.
Yeah, I'll take that five. I'll go out there and play for the Suns right now. I got three threes for the Suns whenever they need it. They just got to call me. Like, you don't need much when you got KD and Book and CP and. You need guys, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, starting five is
definitely gonna be like a 7 or 8 man rotation.
And that's all you play in the playoffs anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? As long as Book play a little bit of defense, KD gonna play D. Long as Book play a little bit of defense, don't get cooked.
It's crazy to see KD play D after when he got to the Warriors.
He was locking up, blocking people.
I was like, shit, KD.
KD a dog, man. Like people don't get KD to just do. KD is a dog.
I respect, bro.
Like, he loves ball. For right. Real. Like, he'll if you tell KD, hey, go lock somebody up all 48 minutes, don't score nothing, I think he'd do it. I just think he's so talented that you always want him to score.
Right. Mm.
But I think if it was like, hey, for this one game, prove that you're the best defender in the world, I think KD is just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me show y'all. Like, I think KD's that much of a dog. I just don't think he has the personality to just yell it all out and I'm the leader and all that stuff.
I feel like him and Russell work so perfect for the time that they were together.
Yeah, because Russell is that. Opposite. Yeah, Russell's that. Mm-hmm.
He's vocal and this guy's quiet, but he don't give you a silent 35.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like, Russell was a lion, man. I thought they was gonna win one. OKC, I thought they was gonna win
facts,
one.
Me too. Like, they were right there.
They
bro.
Had it. You know what I'm saying? But
who's winning it this year?
It's hard to say. I've never seen a such a wide open
season
ever. Like,
because everybody's like a few games away of like moving a huge rank.
That's why I still feel like the Lakers can make a Eastern Conference, but I don't know about a championship, bro. Because like you said, the Suns, the Warriors.
I mean,
maybe it's just all about health, timing. And, you know, if it all gels right,
we'll know what the Lakers made of in the next, like, 5-6 days.
For sure.
When they start playing, if they come out like they want to make the playoff push, we'll know. And if they fold, okay.
We got. That's why LeBron said that these next 23 games are his most important games to put, like, some pressure on the team. Like, got to do something. Because I don't think they're the most important 23 games of his career, but.
He got
to
say that, though.
Yeah.
As a Laker, though? Yeah, because he might not be here.
As a Laker, maybe, but he said of his career.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Because I feel like if LeBron leaves the Lakers at this point, it'd be like Jordan going to the Wizards.
Where you going?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, where you going?
It'd be like...
At this point, your whole family's set up here now.
Right.
Y'all go to Sierra Canyon, y'all not going nowhere.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You think his son's going to be in a good NBA... is it going to translate to the NBA? Like,
you know what's funny is he got translatable skills.
Yeah. What's he do really good?
Pass. Really good IQ. And he's a 6'3 guard. So he's not a little guard. He's just not LeBron James. Like, wow, so if
that's
he,
that's huge.
If he wasn't LeBron James's son,
he would be,
you would be looking at him like, that's a really good player. Like, really good high school player. Great IQ, great
top 100 in the country.
Yeah, he's already top 100. I think he's like top 30.
What about Bryce?
Don't know, but I love it.
Well, he's like 6'7 already.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy.
Literally don't
Why
know.
Why is the younger brother always like,
my younger brother is 6'4, 6'5. The baby that didn't play basketball is 6'5". Exactly.
What? I'm over here thinking like, hold on, DeVril like 6'3".
The baby that didn't play.
And then
play.
You said the baby that didn't play 6'5". What?
We out the hood if DeVril 6'5". We superstars. Yeah, I'd have walked in here with a mink coat on and some glasses. We rich. What are you talking about?
How tall is DeVril?
6 foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were like,
yeah.
I'm 5'5", so
it's hard. It's hard for like 6 footer to scratch that NBA, man. It's hard as hell for a 6 footer. It's next to impossible, but, you know, we're still working on it, of course.
Right.
But it's 6'5"?
Oh, yeah, you in there.
With all that he got, he John Morant. We out the hood.
Wow.
We got a shoe, all that. That's
true. We got a shoe.
Yeah, no, we up.
Hey, bro, you know, there's surgeries now, bro. You can't,
hey.
I just saw a whole Vice episode about that, bro. I'm 5'5", so I was considering that shit heavily. I was like,
yo, DeVril, are you listening to this, my boy?
How long do I have to be out
do something,
for?
Hey. If it can promise.
Bro, he said they break your tibula and this other one, your fibula or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And then they put this rod through the arm.
And it grow you. It grow you for if they can promise my little brother gonna still be athletic.
I'm consideration.
You'll be like, what doctor we talking to?
The first time you said this, bro, I put him on this about a year ago.
Oh man, yo.
I was like, hey, bro, I'm about to be like 6'1" in 2023.
Shit.
I saw that Cat Williams was talking about it on his special. He was like, you know how much money I have? I'll be walking in here 7 foot.
Right. Hey,
I was dying. Yo.
I was laughing him out the room with that, but if they can promise me that my brother will keep his athleticism.
They usually tell you got to learn how to re-walk and run in that. I'm like,
right. If they can promise that, it works on athletes.
Motherfucker be fucking falling like AD does and shit.
Oh, man, exactly, man. Oh.
Every time he falls, you're like, is he injured again?
Shit. It's crazy how now when AD falls in the Laker games, you hear the crowd like, that should be wild, bro. Like, you actually hear this.
I was there one game. He fell. I was
everybody just be like.
And then he got up like, shit, come on, lady. Stop doing that shit.
You made fun of this dude, bro, but it's funny. Like, every
scaring
time he falls, he
man.
Throws his feet up in the air.
Yeah.
Bro, like
he always, like, he rubbing something. Like, lady, man, stop that bullshit, man. Get up. You know, but I think he do that to fuck with the crowd now. I think he be playing now. Like,
he's just, like, I love hearing them gasp.
Right, yeah. I think he just think it's funny now. But, you know, shit.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah, you mentioned Ja Morant earlier. Did you ever get a chance to play with his team or get to see him play? Like
Zion or anything? That's crazy.
They're younger than my brother. But I seen Zion, I want to say in Vegas.
So shit.
When he was right before he played LaMelo Ball. It was a big ass tournament in Vegas in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And LaMelo and him shut down the gym. And I was able to see Zion for a brief second play. And, you know, he just, you know, country, thick-ass dude, just a country dude here.
Damn.
And to see what he was doing in high school is crazy because, I mean, so for somebody to be that athletic and that strong and that agile and that big – and don't look like he's supposed to move that way. Like, it's crazy to kind of see.
He had, like, a big Baby Davis type body.
Yeah, it
that
just
shit was
it,
crazy.
It didn't look like it was supposed to be doing what it was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he had the next level of big Baby Davis. Like,
yeah.
He was dunking, actually.
Yeah, like, no. Wow. So, and he used to do stuff like block it off the backboard and hit his head.
Right.
And it's like,
How?
Bro, what are you like, what is happening? What are you eating?
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
Who? It's crazy the injuries that prevented him.
He blew up a Nike.
Blew out of a Nike.
Kyrie, bro.
Never gonna forget that.
Blew out of a Nike.
It was like in the
Nike
second play of the game, right?
Yeah, against fucking North Carolina, bro.
So, yeah, and the champion. So that level of athleticism. And, you know,
bro, didn't Obama show up to that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bruh.
Yeah, yeah. He was a real dude. You know what's funny? My boy Marvin, the year before Zion got to Duke, broke all the records. He was killing.
Yeah, he was. Marvin Bagley was killing.
But the hype machine behind Zion
killed all that.
Made it seem like Marvin did not just break all these damn records.
Wow.
And that we used to have the biggest debates about that. Like, bro, what? But to Zion's credit, because, you know, I'm always bigging up that, you know, that next wave of people. You know, he was very compelling. He was exciting to see. Like, you wanted to see what he was going to do next. You watched all this.
He's just a phenom. It's some different animal, man. That's,
and it just don't look like you playing.
You don't see that every day.
You remember when we played against Taco Fall in college,
bruh?
And it was seven. He was a 7'5" against 6'5", and he was blocking Taco and bullying him. That and shit was crazy. It was just like, what?
He literally moved Taco when he backed him down. Like, I was like,
bro, what are you doing? Like, why are you that strong? And as a college,
and then now you see him in the NBA. When the Lakers played him, you see LeBron just move out the way because he's like,
I'm not finna mess with this young boy.
Yeah, like for what? Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You see him just get the layup, and it's almost like Zion really should be dunking that, but he respect LeBron too, so he's like, I'm gonna lay it up.
I'm not gonna dunk on your ass, LeBron.
Real shit. That's what it looked like to me. I'm like, damn.
We both know if you would have. Nah, but yeah, respects to Zion. Respects to those guys, man. That's a fun era. Ja Morant is one of my favorites, though. Nobody's seen him coming up because he wasn't ranked. He wasn't
in a blue.
He wasn't
blue
a top school. Player. None of that. Like, so nobody
grades didn't get let him go to the right college and shit.
Yeah, and we just didn't
went to Murray State or something.
Yeah,
like
that? you don't know who that is until who was that at Murray State? Yep. Like, who is this?
He started doing some crazy acrobatic layups, dunks, and shit.
Yeah, like, and then it's.
His shot is fun.
It's kind of like Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard came from a lower ranked school. He did 4 years of college too, I believe.
Another California kid,
bro. Damian Lillard. Hey. He's my favorite in the league.
Dame.
Yeah,
I got like three of his jerseys too. Yep, he's one of my favorite. But now I also got Ja Morant's his rookie season. I was like, this kid is special.
You
got
to get the shoes now.
For real. I just don't want to because every shoe that's coming out with like as far as a basketball resembles a Kobe.
Yeah.
Like the new LeBron.
They all look the same.
Yeah. You know, like the KDs also. I was like,
I like those KDs. They're so comfortable.
They look dope, but I'm like, Kobe, man. Like, they shouldn't even be Kobe's back out.
Hopefully they are. They making some new colorways, so hopefully.
Damn, bro.
Hopefully.
But when you see Ja Morant, you see like all the stuff that he's able to do right now. I mean, the thing that I think that he has good is he has a shot too.
Yeah.
But like, I see a lot of parallels to like people like Derrick Rose, where you know,
man, if we would have seen him,
you know what I'm saying?
If we would have seen him healthy for 10 years, boy, what would we be saying? Because Derrick was crazy. But yeah, no, I love Ja Morant's game because Ja's fearless. Like Ja play like I don't really care who you are, I'm Ja. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like right now, currently constructed the way the Grizzlies are, I don't think they win a championship this year.
No, I don't think so neither. I don't think so.
Does
either.
Ja win a championship?
Yeah,
I think he's young enough.
It depends what they put around him and all that stuff.
I think he's young enough. But answer this, though. Like, what was the last dominant point guard to win a championship?
Shit.
Point guard is the best player on the team. What was the last time that happened?
Curry.
I was about to say,
Curry, right?
Say
Curry,
mm-hmm.
But
the way
I would say this last championship, Curry. Not the first two.
Exactly. That was what I was about to say.
Because he just got his finals MVP.
The last Warriors team, this last one, was the last that time, and before then, I don't remember the last time.
Fuck.
The best player was a point guard.
Shit, nah.
You know what I'm saying? And Curry, are we calling him a point guard, or is this just a basketball shooting machine?
Right.
Like, we don't even know what that is. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? He don't play like a point guard.
Nope.
You know, he passes, cuts.
Come right and get it right back and just pop that
shoots.
Shit.
He starts as a point guard and then turns into a shooting guard.
He plays as a point guard because that's his size. Yeah. He really a shooting guard, that.
Yeah. So, Yeah, no, but just the that's ball, a
trip, bro. I can't remember.
Exactly. I'm like still trying to crack
Magic
my
Johnson
head.
The last one, bro?
It had to be before. It had to be something at the Magic. Was it?
The question
then
is,
it was Jordan off.
That,
I mean, Isaiah
that
Thomas.
The point guard was the
Isaiah,
man,
yeah.
Right?
But the point guard was the
man,
guy. The
Allen
most.
Iverson went to the finals, but didn't win.
Yeah, it. Like even that Houston Rocket team that won in the '90s, it was more of a
no, that was,
the dream.
That was
the dream,
bro.
Right?
Yeah, it was, and Clyde Drexler, but
Drexler dream.
But it was more of the dream because it had that,
uh-huh.
that center anchor. You know what I mean?
Fuck. Mike had all the ones in the '90s. The
Lakers.
The Lakers had Magic. Isaiah was the '80s.
Yeah, even when the Spurs won, it was Robinson and Duncan,
yep.
Right?
Yep. The Lakers was Kobe and Shaq. And then it was Kobe and Powell.
All right, what about Chauncey Billups? He was like, if they didn't have Chauncey Billups for that Detroit Pistons team, that team would not what it is.
That's what most people would love for their championship to look like. You build it the right way. You bring in one piece in Rasheed Wallace.
Right.
And it works out.
It works out.
That shit ain't happening that much no more. Like, stars win championships, right? Billups wasn't a star, but he was the guy that held that,
yep.
You know, held that down. They defense really won that championship.
For real.
That one of the games was like, I was looking at the game the other day, it was 79-78.
Bro, low as fuck.
Like defense.
I remember that game. Kobe was like,
and Kobe hit the game winner.
Bruh.
And that's the only game
we won.
That's
the only game we won.
Yeah.
I remember crying when we got backdoor swept. My dad My dad was like, why are you crying? They get paid millions of dollars. You gotta go to school tomorrow. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Pop
they gave
paid.
Yeah, I was looking at like,
shut up, man.
This back when Carl's Jr. was giving you the bobbleheads and the fucking posters and shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my pops like, how dare you say that about
Kobe,
bro.
Right. He was the reason we won one.
For real.
We would have got swept.
Bro.
And you over here talking about millions of dollars.
Give it to Shaq.
But I bring that point up because you see a guy like John Moran, you say he's going to win a championship one day. Then you think about guys that were just like Ja Morant and they didn't win a championship.
Well, would he have to leave Memphis or stay in Memphis? Or what co-star would he have to bring? Because he can't win it by himself there. I think they fucked up by trading that kid. What's his name? Hamilton.
Milton. He from here.
Yeah.
That's the homie.
Why the fuck they trade him, bro?
That's the homie. Milton, I don't know. But Milton got a little more money in Philly, so.
Is that why?
Congrats to Milton.
To me, I was like, bro, if you would have stayed right there with John Moran, would have been 1-2, and that's like CJ and Dame to me.
But Milton was more so the dirty work guy. He was playing defense on the best players.
Right.
Milton's a great rebounder for his size. Mm-hmm. Like, he hit the timely threes and whatnot.
I just remember that little stint last year or before he got traded to the Sixers where Ja got hurt and then
he was getting off, killing it.
When I saw that, I was like, and then I found out he went to Crespi, I was like, that's down the street from my barbershop.
Yeah,
I was like, yo,
Crespi, USC, and then straight to the league. So, yeah, man, he a L.A. kid for real, too. Like, his whole family, I know his whole family, they solid people. And it was great to see him over there with Ja because he bounced around the league for the first couple years. He was in Houston and then in Phoenix. Then he found a home over there in Memphis with Ja.
Gotcha.
And that shit was working, and I thought they was going to keep him. But, you know, he's in a better situation.
The business of the
NBA.
Like,
Philly is top three.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he in a great situation.
Let's hope Doc don't fuck that up, man.
Hopefully. Hopefully. What y'all think about the Clippers, man? Y'all Clippers fans?
Fuck that.
I like the Clippers season. I like the Clippers tickets, though. I like those prices.
If you want to see an NBA game.
I like those prices, but.
That shit may change, though, in a couple years.
Oh, it is.
Damn. Once they get their arenas.
If they do that, they really going to lose a lot of fans, though. Because they're going to try to fill some shoes that's the Lakers.
But I think they're going to go the kids route and, like, you know, market it towards, like, the community.
Right.
You know,
I mean, they already do, bro. I hate seeing all these valley, like, little...
LA Clippers.
I've seen people actually, like, scribble it out and put a Lakers sign right next to it.
Nah, man.
It's
you know what's funny is I love some of the Clippers players.
Kawhi,
love them.
You fuck with Kawhi.
Paul George, California.
See, I fuck with Paul George too, but it's just, damn, you picked the Clippers, bro.
He did. Now I can't.
You guys think those two players would be playing for the Lakers if LeBron wasn't here?
Ooh. Oh yeah, matter that's a fact.
Because I always analyze that whole summer of Paul George leaving OKC and going to the Clippers.
It would have happened.
You know what I mean?
It would have happened.
But I always
but
feel
does
like
he give us a ring?
That quickly. Him and Anthony Davis, maybe?
I don't think so.
I don't think Anthony Davis come without LeBron.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm saying? I think for what LeBron, if we being for real, nobody was better equipped
to
deal with the aftermath of Kobe
than LeBron.
Better than LeBron. Because mm-hmm. we when Kobe retired, you need a superstar.
Right.
Because this mm-hmm. is not the same.
Not a star.
Laker
a superstar,
team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you need a superstar. So once you get LeBron, okay, that feels that. And then Kobe passes away.
Ouch.
And now we gotta like.
That's
we
why
in COVID. And then like LeBron is our guy. So we gotta get behind LeBron. And this motherfucker give us a championship.
Right.
I gotta fuck with him. I gotta mess with you, bro. Like,
yeah.
I gotta rock with you. And I don't think Kawhi and them would have did that.
Mm-mm.
Because remember when Kobe passed away, Bron had to talk.
Yeah.
We got y'all. This for Kobe. Da, 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 da. I'm gonna keep the team focused. You remember all
that
his
stuff? His spirit is something mm-hmm. different.
Like,
his spirit is like unity,
yeah.
camaraderie, and all that.
Yeah.
Like, Kawhi seems like too timid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that weird laugh.
And you know Kawhi a solid dude. Like his dad was a solid dude. His dad got killed out here in Compton.
Oh shit.
They really from he was really from it, from out here. But Kawhi, I feel like just is business, you know. But I'm gonna play ball, go home. Like I really gotta do all that other stuff
right,
with y'all.
Right.
Yeah, and
LeBron
I think
personality is the Lakers.
Yeah, and I think what you said was spot on because when the bubble happened, it was the Clippers that wanted to leave and whatnot,
yeah.
you know. It
yeah.
was Paul George and Kawhi, and then I was like,
they
oh,
wanted to be with their family and stuff.
Dip out, you know, and then yeah. LeBron was like, we ain't doing shit.
No, yeah, we got
he's right. trying to win.
It was a it's lot of guys. I knew guys personally that stopped training after COVID hit. I knew guys that you know, we ain't finna have no season.
I'm gonna stop training. Fuck it.
When they pulled that, yeah, we gonna have a season. It's gonna start in a month. People were out of shape. Bron wasn't. The Lakers wasn't.
Yep.
And that's all because of you know what Bron was doing with them guys. Hey, stay ready, stay sharp. It's a and you know Bron is Bron, so they probably told him, hey, we finna have a fucking season. So I don't care what has to happen. Y'all better be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bron probably got that inside information, but. Point is, he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how Kobe would have been. I think Kobe would have destroyed people in the bubble.
Oh,
because he would have yeah. been so locked
all
in.
You do
no
is
crowd.
Basketball.
No crowd and just
oh,
to focus and trash talk.
God.
We'd be hearing all that shit.
Oh,
bro.
My
dude, wasn't
God.
Wasn't it with Russell where we hit...
He was screaming at the fucking
yeah.
the families in the stands.
Yeah, he got ejected. Oh, my God. That was with Rajon Rondo.
Oh yeah, Rondo got into it with his girlfriend and all that. Yeah.
Now he's being carried to the Clippers.
Hey, bro. Honestly, bro, it's just funny because the Clippers always do this, bro. They always get the Lakers sloppy seconds.
They almost got Kobe. Remember that?
In this aspect, though, it's funny.
That would have been crazy. I probably would have been a Clipper fan if he would have been there.
They were smart though in this aspect because they can cut Russell Westbrook if shit don't work out, you know.
Or he just it's 20 games left. It's 20 games left, so they just put him on the bench.
Yeah,
I mean, shit. Russell can't bully his way on the court. Like
nope.
If he's not playing well, all right, Russ, come sit down.
See, but that's the thing. I think from this trade from the Lakers, he wasn't playing horribly. He had like definitely found his little
this was
fit.
Not all Russell
you know
Westbrook's
what I'm
fault.
Exactly,
people were lying. This was not all
especially
Russ
the
Westbrook.
Previous season. He was our
do
best player.
Do you think
player.
Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and all these like media personalities have a lot to do with these NBA players?
They
careers?
Got a lot to do with the narrative.
Mm.
They got a lot to do with the narrative.
And then the front office be hearing that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
right?
And they got a lot to do with fan perception. So just imagine you listening to Skip, Stephen A., who do a great job at what they do.
Right.
You know, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to talk sports. And if they're so popular and so good at what they do that they make us listen and it change our perspective, then they're doing what they're supposed to do. But you have to take into consideration that they're giving educated opinions that may not actually be what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think Russell Westbrook got a bad rap when they were saying, you know, he's a bad locker room guy and all that. Now I can see where his personality may rub people in the locker room the wrong
That's
way.
That's how Kobe was.
Exactly. So Russell is about business, though. Russell's about this. And you can't make Russell Westbrook admit that he's playing horrible. I shoot the ball off the side of the backboard sometimes. Like, but I'm not a shooter. So. But I also average a triple-double. Like,
and that's the thing that I was tripping out on. Like, one thing I mentioned to these guys that his average was damn near the same as CP3, and CP3 was getting all the, like, he's
flowers.
But the average was one point off.
I think
Russ, CP3's at 13 and he was at 14, but everything else identical. Like,
yeah, Russ is a, you know, I'm a huge Russ Westbrook fan, man. Just he got a bad rap, but he's a Hall of Famer
for sure.
Do you think it had to do with, like, the bigger market, him coming from a small market?
I think
in OKC to, like, the Lakers, where, like, the pressure is really on.
It's the Lakers, though.
Yeah.
It's not just the market, because the Clippers are in the same market. It's the Lakers.
Yeah, so we'll see that distinguishing factor.
Yeah.
Now that he's on the Clippers. Absolutely. See how if his game elevates because the pressure is not as big, because it's not the Lakers.
All I know is that April 5th, that's huge, bro. The Lakers better beat the Clippers. That's all I know.
Hey, if we lose again to the Clippers, it's going to be a problem.
Bro, okay, I'm all right, bro. I'm all right.
That's like 16 losses, right? Or 15 or something like that. Yeah,
bro. We better not lose to the Clippers again.
Last time we really whooped the ass was when Kobe dunked on CP3.
Exactly.
The cops are going to be like, what are you doing? Why are you writing? I'm like, Lakers can't beat the Clippers. He's just going to join in, bro.
Why are you looting out here? Because the Lakers, I'm tired of this shit. You know?
Like, it's your neighborhood. I don't give a fuck. Man,
watch Russell go off on that game, bro.
I know he is.
They're going to let him go off.
I know he is. And then he got, you know, the perfect guys to go around him that can shoot. Like, Kawhi, PG, like, the perfect guys. Like, so.
I mean, John Wall couldn't do it. We'll see what's up.
John is...
he had a torn Achilles, man.
John is... I love John, too, but John, I don't think John was ready to play basketball.
He just can't Dougie no more.
That's all the world. He lost his little mojo when he stopped Dougie.
Is that what I'm talking about? He used to have the coldest Dougie, bro. And they introduced the guy, bro. I'd be like, damn,
John Morant took the swag, bro. It's a new dance move now. It's not the Dougie.
Bradley Beal's still with the Wizards, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, he's never gotten out of there.
He got paid a bunch of money this time, so he ain't leaving.
He ain't going nowhere. But to wrap things up, man, tell us about Gage. Because we know we briefly mentioned it here and there, but you have a bomb-ass sweater that you know you're rocking, so about the design and how that came about, man.
Hold up, is that Kobe and?
Kobe and Mike, man, and they business suits
bring,
and stuff.
Did you bring any of these?
I got some shirts in the car, man. I'm going
to definitely buy a hoodie.
Yes, sir.
Shirt,
yes, sir.
Man,
I don't got
hard.
No hoodie. I got some shirts in the car that was just like this. Yeah.
Definitely cop.
But, you know, so this started probably, the idea started for like 2013. The brand was just started. Like, so I was sitting in the car and, one of my childhood heroes, his name's Sonny, we got the same birthday, 10 years older than me though. And I thought he was incredible. I thought he was the best basketball player ever. He played like Michael Jordan.
Oh,
he was real fancy, fadeaways, bald headed. You know, he was like 6'2", but he was like, Sonny had game. So, you know, he fresh off of Gage Avenue. But Sonny went through some traumatic stuff. He seen somebody get killed in front of him. Sonny turned to the streets, turned to drugs, turned to all this, and kind of gave up his basketball thing, but he still had game. Sonny was probably 20 while we was 10, and he'd drink and all this other shit, but will bust people ass on the court. Like, he was my guy. Like, I love Sonny to death. So that's Gage Avenue. Those type of guys are on Gage Avenue. We live on Gage and Hoover. We in the middle of four different rival enemy hoods.
Shit.
So you see a lot. You see shootouts, you gotta duck, you gotta run away from people, you've seen people get I've been to court because as a kid my homie said that he seen what happened in the alley, and what happened in the alley is me and him seeing somebody get stabbed. And
so they subpoenaed you guys.
Yeah, so my homie was like, yeah, I seen what happened. His dumb ass. As kids,
it was like that. You want to see a dead body?
Right. It was. So we went over there looking and stuff like that. We was like, dang, he got to look, sticking out his thing. So we had to go to court.
Fuck.
And we had to tell the court, we ain't see shit. I don't know what he was talking about.
ain't no snitch.
You know, I don't know who those guys are. I don't. Right, he said he got stabbed. Yeah, I didn't see nothing. But those are the type of things that was happening. Figueroa was the next street over. If you know anything about L.A., you know about Figueroa. Mm-hmm. Yep. Pimps, prostitutes, you got drugs, you got... It's fast-paced. Yep. It's never stopping. Gage Avenue is right smack dead in the middle of that. So, when my little brother start, you know, becoming a real player out here, one of the best players in the country, I start naming my training Gage basketball or Gage training because I wanted to represent Gage. I wanted to represent where I was from, but I made it mean something different. So I made it an acronym, Got and Grind Every Day.
Hey,
and that became my motto for how I got out of that situation. Cause people would hear my story or hear these things and be like, yo, what, like, how are you not the game banger or the pimp or the drug dealer or everything? And I would just say, I don't know, but I feel like God was protecting me. And I felt like, you know, when they were shooting right here, I happened to have my basketball over here. Or when I come home from the park and I can't get in my own house because somebody is literally got shot by the cops. He was shooting at the cops, got shot by the cops, and he's in on my, they got a tent on my in doorstep. My on my doorstep.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Excuse me, so Lord. Damn.
In my
that's
house.
The traumatic stuff you had to can't even get up there because the one, tent, the homicide tent.
That same day, DeVere was coming back from school and I told him, I don't called come, him, hey, go
stay over there.
Stay with your people. Stay out there. We talked to them. Hey, can you stay out there? Cause this is happening at the house. And so that type of stuff was happening. So wild. God and grind every day. Like, why, how were you not connected to that? How were you, you know,
grace,
this is favor. Grace. This is favor. This is God. This is us playing basketball. That's our grind. That's our why. That's the key that's getting us out the hood. And then it solidified one day. And this ain't like, you know, sad stories. It's just natural hood right. little story. Life. But one day, DeVerl happened to be at one of his friend's house in the valley. Like, we let him stay out there, whatever. And somebody came to my front yard and shot in my house like 15 times. 15 different bullets in my house.
Shit.
We hear it, wake me and my dad up. I'm in a room. I come back out. He check on me like, oh, you... I'm like, I'm good, but that's crazy. Like, blah, 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 blah. You can hear it. Middle of the night. So we wake up about 6 or 7 in the morning. We open the door. And we see, oh, they were shooting inside of my house. Like, they were shooting at my front door.
Oh,
like,
damn.
And so we called
somebody the cop. Just came and started dumping.
So we call, and they're standing on the lawn. They're so close to standing on the lawn. So they get out the car, whatever they're doing,
and just and
make
and
a direct stop in front of my, you know what I'm saying? So they shoot in my house. And we call the cops, and the cops come an hour and a half later.
Yep.
You know, they make a report. They look at me. So where you from? What do you mean where I'm from? You gangbang? You got enemies? Why they shooting in your house? Bro, what are you talking about? I don't gangbang, bro. What are you talking about?
Mm.
No, I mean, shit, this is delivered. This is a hit. Somebody was standing right here and they shooting in your house. You got a tattoo of it. That's just a basketball tattoo, sir. You don't gangbang? No, I don't gangbang. You know what? Never mind. I'm good. We don't even want to make the report no more. My dad get offended. I get offended. We like, bro, that's... Like, y'all come 2 hours late. We just right. told y'all 15 bullets is in my house. Like, shells is in my house. We don't even know that the bullets hit my door until the morning come. This is at 2 in the morning. 6, 7 in the morning, we open the door like, oh, they were shooting in here that time. Like, we heard all that.
Yeah.
You know, you come and check on me and stuff like that. Yeah. My dad is sitting in a reclining chair directly in front of the door. Don't get hit. Don't nothing happens. It's pitch black. You know, all the TVs, lights is off. That's when I knew. I was like, all right, basketball, I got to do something. I'll probably not go to the NBA, but DeVerl, you got to go. Because this is the only thing that's getting us out of this situation. Like, this is the only reason I'm seeing different shit in this world. This is the only reason we got new shoes. This is the only reason, you know, we on planes. This is the only reason we eating these type of meals. Because you got a fucking talent. And I'm getting to go with you. You know what I'm saying? So, that brand meant so much to me that I wanted to wear it. I wanted to, you know, come up with a slogan that turned into a logo. Hollered at my boy like, yo, what you think about this? Gage. God and grind every day. You're like, that's your brand. That's it. That's it.
Wrong with you.
That's it. You're like, that's it. I said, this is what I want the logo to be. I want it to be God and grind every day in four diamonds to make one diamond. Got you. Didn't say shit. Just, all right, got you. Made the shit. I was like, that's the same way he said that's it with the slogan. Yeah. I said, that's it with the logo. That's it. I don't got to see another one. That's the one. Made the logo. Made some shirts. And every time people look at it, oh, dude, that's God and grind. Oh, that says God. That's a nice. What does that mean? I tell the story. Oh, I got to support that. What? Do you got a website? Do you got a this, that, and the other? And it took me forever to get a fucking website, but sorry.
Got the website.
Yeah, I got a little Shopify now. But before, it was literally just so the people that
out the trunk.
People that I mess with, hey, you got one on you? Here. And I was, you know, in high school, I was slinging chips. White t-shirts,
right?
You know, I take my dad's car, go get people food, get a little extra money off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Uber Eats before you
Uber Eats before I was Uber Eats.
Damn, all you needed was software. Bro.
I was selling sidekicks. I was selling all kind of shit. Like, so I was a hustler. So this was nothing to me. I was, you telling me I'm hustling my own brand? Like, yeah let's run it.
On. Let's go.
Let's run it. So it started like that, and then my dad passed away. On Father's Day 2015.
Damn, and, bro. On Father's Day, bro?
On Father's Day, man. I couldn't believe it. What? I couldn't believe it. Yeah, he went back to Oklahoma to his hometown to a funeral. He went to a funeral of one of his classmates, and then he was seeing some family and all that, and passed away in his sleep.
Wow.
You know, back in his hometown where he wanted to be buried and all that. So he wanted to be buried back in Oklahoma.
Life was just like, this is what you wanted.
It was a fairy tale, bro. I couldn't believe it.
And you over here like, he told me this, he wanted this.
I couldn't believe it. It was sad, but it was beautiful. And I was like,
how did you overcome that?
Because my dad passed.
Yeah, losing your father, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I was like, the Warriors beat the Cavs the first time, too.
It was. I didn't overcome it, but he prepared me for it. I didn't overcome it because that's my dog. But he did prepare me by making me drive early. By giving me responsibility. I had them two little brothers. I can't be weak.
That's what's crazy. Oh my God, that you're saying that right now. And it's being impacted. I'm getting a little goosebumps because I saw this thing that said, I saw it's like a little reel on Instagram where it was like that your dad must prepare you for his untimely passing. Absolutely. Because you, once he passes, you got to be strong enough for everybody else to, like, if they're weak, you're strong.
No question.
And I was like, and then now you just proving that point, bro. Because I've always thought, like, I'm the oldest male in my family. Mm-hmm. My little brother's after me. And then mm-hmm. I have an older sister. So I'm like, that was to happen. When I saw that reel, I was like, how would I do that? What am I going to do? Like, how do I even stay composed for my mom? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, to hear that strength come out of you right now, is like, all right.
It felt like life just started.
After that.
When I got the call. My brother was boarding a plane because he was actually on a basketball trip out of the state, probably in Texas, I think.
And so you had to make that call.
They mistakenly made the call to him first. I was so mad. Wow. Right before he got on the plane. So he was in the air for four hours.
Already, like,
knew that happened, and I couldn't call him because he was in the airplane. He got the call in the airport, boarded the plane. I was so mad that they called because our phone numbers were one number off. His was
so his mental at 70, that moment. Yeah.
Man, I was so mad because I got to tell him that. Mm-hmm. So I'm sad because I don't know how he's feeling in that air. You know, I'm like, I'm tore up. But I'm getting calls, you know, everybody checking on me and whatnot. And, you know, immediately, you know, I got around my little brother, my baby brother, when he got off the plane.
The 6'5 brother.
The 6'5 brother.
Okay.
You know, and then DeVerl got off the plane, got with him. And, you know, then the phone calls pour in and pour in and pour in. But right there, I felt like, damn, this is real life. Everything else was preparation.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? And from there, you know, you just got to stay
strong.
Now
you the Ramsey.
The Ramsey, right? I got his name, too. Earl Ramsey Jr.
Damn.
Yeah.
He definitely.
But he was a father for so many people, man. Father figure for so many people. So for him to pass away on Father's Day was so fairy tale, movie. Like, so it was 6 o'clock in the morning, Father's Day, on a Sunday.
Oh, shit.
It's just, we go to church, they pray for us and stuff like that. All the fathers come and hug us. And it just was, it was a surreal thing. Like, that whole day, I just didn't feel real. It was just so, and then it was like, damn, he told me he wanted to be buried in Oklahoma. Damn, I got to do this. Okay, damn, I got to get some more money. Oh, damn, I only got $1,000 on me. All right. Oh, I got to raise some money for my pops because I gotta make sure I get out there.
Right.
Damn, I got to get my brothers out. Like, it just, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam, boom.
Just, you know, with the punches.
All of the stuff that he was teaching me had to, there you go. That's why he was teaching me this. And, you know, but the brand right after that, you know, that was 2015, 2016, I got some big breaks.
Gain traction.
With that, gain some traction. Got some really good players on my training, you know. Gained some notable players. The brand, I was putting them on, you know, the brand. 2017, you know, we get Jello wearing my shirt. Hey, what is Jello? And this is like Fanatic Ball Family era.
Right.
2017, it was Fanatic. Like, these guys were rock stars, right? So Jello wearing the shirt. Jello's, you know, if you YouTube Jello workout at UCLA, that's me and Jello literally, know, working out at UCLA. And it was just going viral and the whole thing. So stuff started happening for me right after my dad passed away.
Damn.
You know, and that's where the brand just kind of took off and took legs.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Nah, man. Yeah, man. Appreciate you having you here, Earl.
Of course, man.
Thank you for your time. One. Thank you for sharing your story, man. Appreciate it.
I want you to, like, really move forward and know that without you, bro, your leadership, a lot of people need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of people don't have
pulled
that.
It up, look.
Oh, that's fire. Oh, shit, my boy Cody. Like, It's something important that, you know, I feel like men, young men need that, you know. Yeah. So I admire you and I commend you for that, bro. Cause
appreciate that.
It takes a lot to be like, yeah, I'm going to help my brother and take him to, bro, you
to
where he's gone, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I got to give you your flowers and be like,
appreciate
yo,
that, man.
Dope,
appreciate
man.
That.
Like,
yeah, it took me a minute to accept those flowers because I didn't think I was doing something spectacular. I just thought I was doing what I was supposed to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Be a big brother and shit.
Yeah, like, that's my little bro. Like, if it's you or your little brother, who gotta go? Like, it's you.
I'm calling.
Right? Shit. Like, even though he's grown,
I remember
enough
this
to say,
one time we were drinking one time. And then, like, it was the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight. Mm-hmm. And my brother was like, I wanna go to bar. And he's just turning 21. I'm like, mm-hmm. Fuck it. I don't drink.
Right.
But that night I decided to drink. And I remember, like, I guess I gotta drive to this little bar he wanted to go to, right?
Right.
And then he was like, I'm good to drive. I'm like, bro, give me the keys, bro. I'm driving. And then I remember that moment where it's like, if anything happens, bro, it's on me, man.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, after that, I was like, I ain't never doing this again.
Yeah.
I ain't drinking, like, because I had, like, 4 drinks that night to where it's, like, by the time I got out of the car at the new bar, I felt the liquor, like, oh, shit.
And you don't drink?
4 drinks is bro, heavy. So exactly. Yeah, I was like,
nah, he's scrawny,
I'm scrawny, bro, so that shit went right through me. That shit went right through me, bro. But
after 2 on the Henny, he's like, whoa.
I'm right. So I was like, I was lit that night. I remember vividly. And then he got me, like, food and everything, and I was like, bro, I'm never drinking again. And that's, like, what was, like, something I learned that, you know, don't do that. But, man, I appreciate you having you here, bro.
Of course,
and,
man.
Definitely, I'm gonna need some of that merch, bro.
For sure, man. It's right there in the car, man. No doubt, for sure.
Next one gonna have to be with both Ramsey brothers. You know,
for real. For sure,
hey,
man.
Fire.
He'll be back. He'll be back probably like March, April. Something
perfect.
Like that.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah. We'll do it at the shop.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right,
man.
I got after this. I gotta talk to y'all about some like probably collabing, man. I want to get back in my podcast.
Let's do it, bro. For sure.
I was doing some podcast for stuff with the homie Mars.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you got some stories. I see a hood story.
Yeah, man. Some hood tales.
Hood chronicles. You know what I mean?
But it's fun, though. You know, you get to talk ball. Right. You get to talk, you know, how you grew up. And I want that for everybody else as well. So.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll be producing that. We'll come up with something
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
But appreciate you one more time, Earl.
Of course, man.